Oasis Audio presents Heart of the Country by Renee Gutteridge and John Ward. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Directed and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. Catherine.
It was a strange thing to know that I was to become a memory to them. I kept searching for pain because pain means life. Instead, I smelled lip smackers on Olivia's pale pink lips. I heard Faith's high-pitched giggles that still sounded childish even though she was growing into a young woman. I couldn't move my arms, but against my fingertips I felt their hair, their shoelaces, their sticky cheeks. I knew this would break their hearts into thousands of tiny pieces that one lifetime couldn't mend.
Ma'am! Ma'am!
I wish that he knew my name. I wanted somebody to know my name. The sirens wailed and screamed, and I wondered if I was coming and going out of consciousness, or if that's just how sirens sounded from the inside. Above me, out of a light, misty gray that seemed like steam from a shower, I saw a man's face come into view. His eyes were frantic, but gorgeous and blue. Above him, I caught my reflection against a long metal strip that ran the length of the ambulance. There was a familiarity to him. But that was true of everyone in Columbus County. If I didn't know you, I knew your mom or your grandpa or your second cousin.
Blood pressure!
The words faded, just like the sirens, and his beautiful eyes retreated to a far place that I longed to reach for. I only saw the girls now, their faces passing by me like living, breathing photographs, and Calvin standing by his horse.